Chapter 11. Wedding Day. The night before the wedding, I couldn't sleep. I kept looking at the clock. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. In the end, I got out of bed, put on my swimsuit, and went downstairs. I went out to the pool and jumped in, holding my breath for as long as I could. When I came back up for air, I lay on my back and gazed up at the sky. The stars were out, and the only sound was the waves breaking on the beach. Tomorrow, I would become Isabel Fisher. It was what I had always wanted. But how could I marry Jeremiah with a secret that big between us? I climbed out the pool and went inside the house, up to Jeremiah's room. He was asleep, but I shook him awake. "I need to talk to you," I said.
"We shouldn't see each other now. Isn't it bad luck?" he said sleepily.
"I don't care," I said. "Let's talk outside." We went out and sat on some garden chairs. Without waiting, I said, "Last night, Conrad told me that he still has feelings for me." When Jeremiah didn't speak, I went on. "Of course, I told him that I didn't feel the same way. I wanted to tell you sooner."
"I'm going to kill him," Jeremiah interrupted,
and I was shocked to hear those words come out of his mouth. He stood up. "Jeremiah, don't go. Please, just sit here and talk to me."
"Why are you protecting him?" he asked.
I'm not."
"Are you marrying me to forget about him?" he asked.
"I see how you look at him. You've never looked at me like that. Not even once." I grabbed his hands. "That's not true. What I feel for Conrad is all memories. It's all in the past." Calmly, Jeremiah said,
"Is it in the past? I know that you two were here together for a night at Christmas, which you never told me about."
I opened my mouth, but no words came out. Finally, I said, "Nothing happened between us. I promise. I didn't even know that he'd be here. The only reason that I didn't tell you was that I didn't want you to worry about nothing."
"It wasn't nothing, or you wouldn't keep it secret," said Jeremiah.
I felt sick inside. "How long have you known?"
"Since Christmas.
Conrad told me that he'd seen you here, and he thought that I already knew."
"Do you know how stupid I felt? Then I was waiting for you to tell me, but you never did."
"I'm so sorry. I was wrong not to tell you." My heart was racing. "I love you. We're getting married tomorrow, right?" When Jeremiah didn't answer, I asked again, "Aren't we?"
"I've got to get out of here," he said at last. "I need to think."
"Can I come with you?"
His answer came quickly. "No."
He left, and I didn't try to follow him. I dropped to my knees, not feeling anything. Was this actually happening? It didn't feel real. The next morning, the sky was gray, and it looked like it might rain. It was my wedding day, and I was doing my hair in my room, although I wasn't sure if there would even be a wedding anymore. I didn't know where Jeremiah had gone or if he'd come back. My mother knocked at the door, came in, and closed the door behind her. She was holding a yellow envelope, which I recognized immediately as one of Susanna's. "Your hair looks nice," my mom said. She put her hands on my shoulders and looked at me in the mirror.
"This isn't what I wanted for you, but I'm here for you."
I reached over my shoulder and took her hand in mine. She held it so tight that it hurt. I wanted to tell her that everything was a mess, that I didn't even know where Jeremiah was. But if I did that, she would put me over her shoulder, carry me away, and not let me get married. So all I said was, "Thank you, Mommy."
"You're welcome," she said,
and handed me the letter.
Susanna wanted you to have this on your wedding day.
Then she kissed the top of my head and went out.
I studied the letter before putting it down. I wouldn't open it yet.
There was another knock at the door, and Stephen came in wearing shorts and a white shirt, ready for the wedding.
Is Jeremiah back?
I asked. Stephen hesitated. No, but Conrad is out looking because he thinks that he knows where he's gone. He'll call as soon as he finds him.
I let out a breath. I was relieved, but at the same time, I was worried about what Jeremiah would do when he saw Conrad.
Jeremiah will be here. I know that he will, said Stephen.
He put his hand on my shoulder, looking embarrassed.
Everything will be fine, Belly, he said, and went out.
Jeremiah would come back, I told myself again and again, but I was shaking. I stood at the window, looking at the dark rain clouds. Suddenly, Taylor came in without knocking.
I brought you some lunch, she said.
When I didn't answer, she asked, what's wrong?
Jeremiah isn't here. He left last night and hasn't come back, I said. I told him about Conrad.
I was surprised that my voice was so calm.
What do you mean? Taylor asked.
The other day, Conrad told me that he still has feelings for me. And last night, I told Jeremiah. Now he's disappeared.
Oh no! What are we going to do? Taylor said, dropping onto the bed.
Conrad is out searching for him, I said. There was another knock on the door, and Stephen came in again, this time looking relieved.
Conrad has brought Jeremiah back, he said.
While Jeremiah was gone, I was scared that he wouldn't come back. But now that he was here, I felt even more frightened. Taylor kneeled down and took my hand.
Belly, do you still want to do this? She asked softly.
You don't have to marry him if you don't want to. I couldn't speak for a while. Then, taking a deep breath, I said, Stephen, please tell Mom that we should move the wedding inside because it's going to rain. And Taylor, please, will you leave too? I need to think.
Conrad. That morning, I woke up to find Stephen shaking me and asking,
have you seen Jeremiah? He's disappeared. What happened last night?
My first thought was, Belly has told Jeremiah what I said to her. I'm the reason why he's gone. I don't know. I'll look for him, I said to Stephen, getting up and putting on the white shirt that Jeremiah had made me buy. On my way out, Laurel stopped me and said,
have you seen Jeremiah? I need to give him this.
In her hand was a yellow envelope, which I recognized as one of my mom's.
Actually, why don't you give it to him? Laurel said. Your mom would like that, wouldn't she?
I nodded. Yes, she would. I couldn't come back without Jeremiah. As soon as Laurel was gone, I ran to my car and began to search for my brother. I didn't know where he would be, so I checked the park, the gym, and his favorite cafe on the road into town. He wasn't anywhere. I kept asking myself, where would he go if he was unhappy? The answer was to our mom. Then it suddenly came to me, the garden at the women's shelter. When I arrived, he was sitting there with his head in his hands. I felt relieved and frightened at the same time. What would I say to him? As he heard me coming, he looked up and said, don't come near me. I stood in front of him. Come back to the house with me, I said. Go away, he answered. You're getting married in a couple of hours. We don't have time for this now. Belly's waiting for you.
Shut up. Don't talk to me about her, he shouted.
Then he added, "If you still had feelings for her, then I don't understand why you were okay with me dating her. 2 years ago, you told me that you didn't love her." "Because I found you kissing her in your car. And yes, I said that I was okay with it because I trusted you to take care of her. But then you go and cheat on her in Cabo. So maybe I should be the one asking if you love her or not." As soon as I said that, Jeremiah hit me hard, and all I could hear was the ringing in my ears. Then he hit me again, and I fell to the ground. "Shut up," he shouted. "Don't talk to me about who loves Belly more. I've always loved her. You treated her like trash and left her so many times." "All right, I love her," I said. "Sometimes I think that she's the only girl I could ever be with. But she chose you. You're the one that she wants to marry, not me." I pulled the yellow envelope out of my pocket and held it out. "Read this. It's for you, from Mom, for your wedding day." Jeremiah immediately opened it. He started to cry as he read, and I turned my head away. "I'm going back," he finally said, "but not with you. You're not my brother anymore. You're dead to me. I don't want you at my wedding or in my life, and you're never seeing Belly again." He handed me the letter. "This is yours, not mine." Then he left. I sat down and looked at the letter. "Dear Conrad," as I read, I started to cry too.